This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Google is suppressing real independent journalism that's seeking to blow the whistle on this medical holocaust against children.
The Health Ranger Report.
If Google had existed in the Nazi regime, they would have been the search engine of the Third Reich.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A very serious topic today. There is an attempted coup underway by the left-wing media against Donald Trump. Remember, they attempted a coup right after the election. They tried to overthrow the Electoral College, and they tried to interfere with the inauguration day in January. And when all of that failed, they have been fabricating fake news in order to try to overthrow Trump, and now they think they're close to succeeding. They're openly calling for the impeachment of Trump on CNN and MSNBC and everywhere else. And what is it based on? What's the basis for their call for impeachment? It's based on fake news that they fabricated by citing, quote, anonymous sources. That's right. Anytime you hear the phrase anonymous sources or you read that phrase in the left-wing media, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, it is fake news. They fabricate false accusations against Trump, and they claim it's from leaks, from anonymous sources. They never name the source. They simply invent it. They make it up. You know, the Russians stole the election. Well, how? How did the Russians steal the election? What's your evidence that the Russians stole the election? There is no evidence whatsoever, but they claim it happened anyway, and they get their audience to believe it, even though it doesn't exist. They claim, oh, Trump leaked information, intelligence information to the Russians. Well, it was completely denied by the people that were in that meeting. But according to the Washington Post, it happened. Why? Because they quote an anonymous source who said that he leaked it to the Russians. Now you've got James Comey saying that he wrote his own memo to himself saying that Trump asked him to back off the investigation of Mike Flynn. And now the media is citing Comey's self-notes, which is BS. That's not evidence. You could go to any meeting with anybody, and then after the meeting, you go home and you write down stuff that never happened. That's what Comey did, and that's what the media is citing. It's so fake. It's so absurd. But it's serious in the sense that now it's leading to calls for impeachment. Now, let me bring this tone to a more serious focus here, because if they succeed in this, if they succeed in overthrowing this government, which has been the goal from day one since Hillary Clinton lost the election, the left has been trying to overthrow this government and take over the country. If they succeed in impeaching Trump, I predict a very high probability of all hell breaking loose. I predict the Civil War begins. That is precisely the kind of event that could set off the Civil War. And it will be a civil war, by the way, if it begins, not 100% certain that it will, but if it begins, that the left will lose badly. Why is that? Well, because a civil war, I mean, any kind of a civil war is where the parties in the country just totally disagree, can't get along, can't talk out their problems, can't resolve things without resorting to kinetic conflict, i.e. machetes in the case of Africa, or guns, you know, shooting each other, killing each other. Civil wars are obviously a very bloody, very bad scenario with a lot of suffering, a lot of human suffering and bloodshed and so on. And it's the last stage of disagreement. In other words, it's when no other options are remaining and both sides feel like they cannot possibly live with the other side and they resort to kinetic conflict. That's the Civil War. I mean, that's what a civil war is, and that's what it looks like is coming. Because President Trump was elected by the people. He was elected by the rules that were in place for elections. And he was elected despite the cheating of the DNC, despite all the cheating between CNN and Hillary Clinton. She got the debate questions in advance. She cheated on the debates. We know that there was rigging of the elections in terms of non-citizens being allowed to vote. That's practically the Democrat Party's vote strategy, is illegals voting in elections or people voting more than once. They vote in one region, then they get bussed to another region, and they vote there too. Massive voter fraud on the Democrat side. Dead people voting in large, large numbers. Animals, like family pets, voting. Massive voter fraud on the left, which is why the left hates the whole idea of voter ID, because they don't want voters to have to show identification, because that would cause them to lose elections, since so much of their voting base is fraudulent. So that's why they oppose voter ID. And yet, despite all of that cheating by the left, Donald Trump won the election fair and square. And yeah, I know that the DNC claims, well, the Russians hacked the election. Turns out it wasn't the Russians. Turns out it was Seth Rich, a DNC staffer who leaked all the emails to WikiLeaks and then was murdered, obviously, by a DNC operative. No question about that. Murdered. There's a long, long line, long list of people who have been murdered by, because they knew too much about the Clintons or the DNC or powerful Democrat operatives. A lot of dead people, going all the way back to Vince Foster. Yeah, during the first Bill Clinton administration. And by the way, Bill Clinton fired the FBI director at that time, one day before the dead body of Vince Foster was found. If you don't know the history of all the dead bodies behind Bill Clinton and the Arkansas dead bodies, it was called Arkanside. If you don't know the history of the Clintons and all the dead bodies, you are not informed about the depths of evil of the Clintons and the DNC and the Democrat Party. See, they have been killing people for decades to gain power. So they're not afraid to start killing more people, even if it means a civil war. That killing comes naturally to them. And yet, interestingly, all the gun owners in America who tend to be conservatives, they don't want to start killing people. They despise violence as a means of getting what they want. They would rather talk things out rationally. They would rather be reasonable people, come to some kind of agreement. But the Democrats know. They want to kill. They want to talk about violence and riots and executing police in the streets, burning down buildings. They want to destroy and impeach. And that's the way they operate on everything, whether they're attacking Sean Hannity or President Trump or myself or anybody else. Or Rush Limbaugh, for that matter, you know, prominent conservative radio host. And I'm not really in the same group as all those people. I'm not considered a conservative across the board, you know, because I'm pro-environment. I'm natural health, holistic, you know, anti-GMO, anti-pesticides. So, you know, I guess I'm attacked for different reasons, but all of us are attacked in one way or another. And it's by the vicious left, which is literally attempting to overthrow the country. And if they succeed, they will take away all of our guns, and they will attempt to throw us all into concentration camps, or what they call fun camps. That's what Hillary Clinton had. Fun camps, which are re-education camps for people who don't love the police state that's run by, you know, communists, essentially, left-wing people, socialists / communists, Marxists, really. That's what they want, is total control over the police state. Everybody they disagree with is either killed or in prison, and then they have absolute total control over the media, the government, the education system, the history books, everything. A totalitarian police state society is what they want. And all they got to do, they think, to achieve that is get rid of Donald Trump, impeach him, and they already control Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You know, they control the internet. They control the media. They're almost there. And this damn Donald Trump is the last guy in their way. So that's why they're focused on trying to get rid of him, so they can then just roll out the rest of their totalitarian police state. Total censorship, you know, confiscation of firearms, disarmament of the population. And it's just the last straw. We, the people, won't stand for it. There will be a lot of Americans that will just say, you know what? Donald Trump was our last shot. If they take him out, you know, we're not holding back anymore. That's what it's going to come to, I predict. That's my analysis. So we'll see what happens. If the Democrats are stupid enough to try to impeach Trump and think they can take over the country, they're about to learn a very harsh lesson in real resistance. They think they're the resistance. They have no idea what resistance is. We may find out soon enough. Find more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com, and thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.